This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Regulators have authorized AstraZeneca's coronavirus for use in adults throughout the EU. Amid criticism, the bloc is not moving fast enough to vaccinate its population. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Medicines Agency has licensed the vaccine to be used in people 18 and over, though concerns have been raised this week that not enough data exists to prove it works in older people. The shot is the third COVID-19 vaccine given the green light by the agency after ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. Many countries on the continent have been struggling to vaccinate people quickly. It was long hoped the AstraZeneca shot would speed things up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, stocks retreated from Thursday's gains, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling more than 2%, the NASDAQ dropped by 2%, and the S&P was down 1.93%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies, as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in mass unrest. Navalny's brother Oleg and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule on Sunday. President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden and Russia's leader had discussed an extension of the nuclear accord. The New START treaty was going to expire on February 5th. President Putin signed a five-year extension that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Russia's parliament. The treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Arms control advocates urged the countries to start negotiating follow-up agreements. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Biden administration says it's going to work to improve and enhance relations with Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The top law enforcement officer for the House of Representatives is deploying Capitol Police officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days, but warns individual protection will not be provided. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing animosity inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
John Chaney, one of the nation's leading black coaches and a commanding figure during a Hall of Fame basketball career at Temple, died Friday. He was 89. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.